Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, no. Oh, gave you the benefit of the doubt till you showed me what you were about. Your true colors came out. Oh, and your words couldn't hide the sin, 'cause the truth about women is in a fragrance I can't recognize. Dying there, scratching your head, bloodshot eyes, drunk with regret.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the icon himself.
But definitely,
Andre Mizrahi.
Hey, what is going on, Radio Land? How is everybody doing today? And it is actually the last day of November. How was everyone's turkey day? Let's start with that first. How was everyone's turkey day? I hope y'all ate enough but didn't eat too much when you got sick. I hope you didn't eat bad food or throwing up or shitting all over the place, things of that. And I hope everything was good. I hope you were with your family and your loved ones and everything that you were supposed to be. How you doing? So definitely, I hope that was that. I'm actually reading something. How are you doing? Yeah. So definitely, I hope your Thanksgiving was definitely on point. Because mine was good. Mine was definitely good. I was with my family and loved ones and had an enjoyment time of laughing. Thanksgiving is basically, to me, you're supposed to say what you're thanks for, and you pray about it, and hopefully if you're not thanks for that much, maybe the next year you'll be thanks for more, but you always should be thankful for everything that you get because you're still living, you're still breathing, and you're still healthy, and you still have a life to live. How you doing? But it's for you to be around your loved ones, and especially like family and laugh, especially if you're not around your family. See, I'm not around my all of my family every day, so I'm around my family like probably like all of them on the holidays, like every big holiday from Thanksgiving to Christmas to New Year's Eve. Them is the main three. Sometimes maybe Easter or, you know, some other holidays where you're around your all of your family at one time, you know, where there's a lot of them where you think of laughter and funny shit that the family used to do years ago. You know, that's what Thanksgiving is for, because family should be together, definitely. And loved ones. If you have a lover, they should be with your family, or you should be with their family, you know, stuff like that if you don't have, you know, whatever makes happier. But basically, my Thanksgiving was good. I actually ate, you know, I'm not a big eater. I actually ate more this year. I ate two plates of full food. I ate a full plate of food at my mom's house, and then I ate another full plate of food when I went to Booty's, because, you know, Booty cooks down. So I had to go to Booty's because, I don't know, from now on, I think every time that it's a holiday or something and I know she's cooking too, I'm going to Booty's because I really love Booty's food. So I went over there and got a plate and I brought it back, and I actually ate all of that too. So that was basically the two plates of food that I have ate, and I never even eat that much when it comes to Thanksgiving. But yeah, this Thanksgiving, I actually ate two plates of full food. I know y'all probably saying, wow, two plates. But I know one person, I want y'all to make sure y'all tell him this. One person that eats, because he's really fat right now, is Black Milan. He's really chubby. And I want y'all to make sure y'all call him right now, whoever's listening. Chubby Black Milan have ate like eight plates of food, he told me. And he said he didn't even finish digesting it until last Saturday. That means it took 2 days to digest that food. That's a mess. I'm going to fuck him up. He said Saturday night he only could skip for Stars and Satan's because he was still full from Thursday night food. How about that? A foolish. Well, anyway, what I did not know, bitch, before we get into, you know, this is the recap and all of that. But before we get into that and, you know, bring on the co-host and everything, I did not know that you can get a fucking EBT card. If anybody don't know EBT, EBT is the welfare food stamp card that you get that the girls, if they're hungry or whatever. So someone was actually asked me, Andre, do you have an EBT card? And I was like, no, I know two people that do, and they usually give me some of their food stamps or whatever, and that was the bottom line of that. And it ended there. So they got very, no, bitch, you can actually go online and fill out and get your EBT card. I said, well, wait a minute, bitch. You could actually fill out an EBT online now to get food stamps. What the fuck is it, like bank online, bitch? What the fuck? And then they was like, no, it ain't bank online. It's EBT, better to eat today, better to eat tomorrow, or some stupid shit, he said. I was like, what the fuck? I was gagging at that. Now, the next thing I was gagging at is Jack. He sent me a text today. And the text really was a kiki, bitch, because I was really, like, gagging at the text. The text got very, if you can get $1 for every time you have sex with a different person, what could you buy or how much would you have? Bitch, that is it for the night, honey. Bitch, anybody, please call me with the truth. Call in today and tell me both. Tell me it like this. If you could get a dollar for every time you had sex, period, in life, what could you buy? And then tell me, if you could get a dollar for every time you had sex with a different person, what would you buy? So it's basically the same question, but it's like changed around. Because I wanted to see how many times, because we was actually, it was a few kids in my house, and we was actually talking about it. And one bitch said she had like $10,000. I said, well, bitch, you are a whore, bitch. One bitch said she could only buy her, what that bitch said, a pair, Debbie said a pamper and some milk or some shit. I said, girl, now you're lying, honey. But, yeah, definitely call in, bitch, because I need to hear that. If you can get $1 for every time you had sex with a different person, what could you buy or how much money would you have, bitch? And if you could get $1 for every person you had sex with, period, in life. And sex means if they're jerking on your dick or y'all having some kind of foreplay, that's sex, period. We're not talking about intercourse, but sex. How much dollars would you have? Please call in and let me know. Now, y'all know this weekend it was a ball in Philadelphia, so, you know, I didn't go to the ball. So hopefully Kelly would have the tea for that because I know she went. And I know a lot of other people Atlanta was real cute. Atlanta wasn't really too much. After Thanksgiving, Friday night was the clubs, and Saturday, Mama D had a little mini ball at Tracks. That was being kind about the situation. And other than that, that was it. And last night was the Chaparral, which that was very the Chap, which is always cute on Sunday or Tuesday. But, you know, that was basically it. So it ain't too much happening in Atlanta that was really talked about. So definitely, we are, and before we go there, Friday, first of all, the 23rd of January is the $10,000 voguing competition open to all, right? It's $10,000, one winner. All the contestants, all 50 of the contestants, we're having a big party bash for y'all because that whole weekend is definitely, we have a host hotel. And it starts that Friday is the party for all the contestants, and then that Saturday is the ball. That Sunday, me and Jack is doing the a rumble ball down there. So that whole weekend is a festive weekend in VA in Richmond, Virginia, and definitely y'all should be a part of it, period. The days in will be definitely the days in and the La Quinta. It definitely will be the host hotel, and that's really right around the skating rink, not too far. I'm definitely going to bring more about it, period, but that definitely will be happening, period. And I need all of the contestants to call my number. All 45 of y'all, I need to call me ASAP, and y'all know what it's about, but I need y'all to call me. If you don't know it, you will know. But all contestants, please call Andre. Exactly, quickly, honey, in the next, 2 days or whatever, make sure. All right? But, yeah, and Deshaun, I did not forget you. I would definitely be calling you. Sorry about that. I meant to call you earlier, but I didn't. But, yeah, so definitely, yeah, check it out. So definitely everybody can stay in the La Quinta or the Days Inn, and I definitely would be bringing it back with the address and everything else for the 23rd, that whole weekend. So that Friday is the we're having a big, big party for all the contestants. And then that Saturday is the ball, and then that Sunday is the rumble. So we'll definitely have a festive weekend that weekend, and both of them hotels is very cheap. I'll let everybody know exactly what's going on with the address and everything that we need to know, and I thank you very much. How you doing? But now I'm going to go straight to New York City to my co-host, the legendary East Coast mother, Kelly, Ms. Rahi.
Put your hands together for the bass.
Hold it on.
The real.
To the real.
Wait, hold on, wait. Legendary.
The legendary. Kelly Mizrahi.
Hello. What is going on in your Twitter account?
Nothing much, just chilling. How you guys doing in the chat room? Are you doing?
I know, that's right, honey.
But before I start the recap and everything, honey, I just want the girls, you know, before I give the tea and everything, how the ball was and everything, I just want the girls to definitely call in. Since we ain't have no show on Wednesday, I want the girls to call in, or I am, and let me know exactly what they was thankful for this Thanksgiving, honey, because, you know, I was just thankful that I'm alive, honey, because, baby, this year has been a year. Honey, we have lost so many people this year, and we just lost another beautiful person in our scene on Friday night, Charles Evisu LaPerla passed away on Friday night, and it's just like, it's been a long year for us, honey. So I just want everybody to, I just want everybody that's on the phone lines or that's listening in to just chime in and just tell everybody what you're thankful for, because, bitch, I'm thankful for life, honey. I am 30 whatever I am, and I am thankful for just being here. How you doing? Hello?
How you doing? I know that's right.
Yes, so that's what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful that I am alive. I'm thankful that I have been in my house for the last 14 years. I'm thankful for having my sister Jasmine Couture Mizrahi. I'm thankful for all my kids from East Coast to West Coast to Midwest. I'm just thankful for that, honey. That's what I'm thankful for this year. How you doing?
Honey.
So if you're definitely up on the phone line before I recap the weekend and tell you what happened in Philadelphia, please press 1 and just come and tell me what you're thankful for this Thanksgiving, honey. Please, that's you on the phone lines. If nobody don't press 1 and I don't get a couple of callers to tell me what you're thankful for, I won't recap the ball in Philly. How you doing?
Okay.
Yes. So how was your weekend?
Mine was 10 years plus. Mine was cute.
Mine's just really cute. You know, I went over to my son's house. I went over to my son's Ronaldo's and Rock 007's house and had Thanksgiving with the children. It was definitely really cute. I enjoyed myself. My son Rock cooked down. Ronaldo made a whole bunch of sweets that I couldn't have any of. But I enjoyed my time over there with them. How y'all doing in Jersey and Newark? Yes. But, yeah. Chad, I seen Two-Way this weekend.
Oh, yeah, because he went home for Thanksgiving.
Yes, Two-Way was in Philadelphia this weekend. He was definitely...
He was driving up there, yeah.
He was definitely in Philadelphia. Miss Ebony, do we have any callers, Miss Ebony? Hello, Miss Ebony, are you there with me? How you doing?
Did he walk his category?
No, I don't even know what time Two-Way even got there, but by time, I don't know if he didn't walk hand performance. I wasn't on the judges panel for that. I was in the bathroom, but I don't think he walked.
No. Okay.
Yes. Miss Ebony, are you with us? Baby. Hello, who is this? Oh, somebody just hit me up, and they're thankful for family inside and outside of the ballroom scene. Thank you. Oh, my God. Yes, that is so cute, honey. I need some more IMA, some more callers. Miss Ebony, are you here? Hello? Yes, honey. I went to the Globe on Friday. She was really cute, honey. She was really cute. The Globe was really cute on Friday, honey. If you wasn't in the Globe, honey, you missed it. It was really cute. I came out of votes out at the Globe.
Yeah.
Yes. Bitch, but let me tell you, I don't know what's going on with Miss Ebony, so we have to wait for Miss Ebony to come back. Why the fuck it took me 5.5 hours to get to Philadelphia?
5.5 hours?
I left Jersey at 6 o'clock. I did not get to Philadelphia until 10:45.
Oh, no, why?
It was so much traffic on the turnpike.
Everybody going back home.
It was just ridiculous how it was standstill traffic on the fucking turnpike. It was really gagging. Somebody from the chat room hit me up, and they said they're thankful for all their gay children. I know that's right, honey. And somebody else hit me up online, and they said they're thankful for the show, and they're thankful for their family. Okay, I know that's right. Okay, yes, honey. Okay, honey. But, yes, I was gagging at the traffic. I was really gagging at the traffic on the highway. I was ready to turn around. I drove the motherfucking shoulder halfway to Philadelphia because that's how much traffic it was. Hello?
I hear you.
It was ridiculous. But the ball, you know, I can't really say anything negative about the ball because they did finish all their categories. They did.
Other than the place was really small, I heard, right?
Well, yeah, it was all right. It was a nice place. I can't really say anything negative about the ball. It was really nice. They finished all their categories. Grand prize to the House of Revlon for the $1,000.
No, or Tony Revlon.
It was good to see Tony in the building. It was good to see James Caan was definitely in the building. Man Prodigy, Enrique Alor was in the building. Who else was in the building? Kai 007 was in the building. April Mizrahi. It was a bunch of girls. Stacey Blahnik. The girl
is a 007.
Yeah, the girls was definitely in the building, and the Revlons did definitely come out and definitely snatched cash, honey. But somebody had gave me some. I don't know who it was, but somebody had said something. But I don't remember the name. But they said something about some femme queen was in the bathroom and she was shaking and having convulsions and throwing up and things. Maybe somebody know the name of that queen and they could call in and give us the tea, honey.
Okay.
It starts now, honey. Somebody hitting me up and asking me when the radio starts. It starts now, honey. Yes. Ooh. Oh, the girl is keying. Why are you keying, Susan? Why are you keying? Oh, the girls are thankful for that kush. The girls got that kush. The girls got that kush from L.A. You thankful for that kush, mother? How you doing? Yes. I want to give a big happy birthday shout-out to legendary mother Devon Chanel, all the way from L.A. Happy birthday, Divine. How you doing? Yes.
Happy birthday, girl.
What you say? Oh, yes. I'm thankful for Dexter stealing that basket off the LaCroix table, and I stole all his fruit. Honey, I stole all his fruit out of his basket. How you doing? Hold on. Somebody is just IMMA. 68-20. Yes, maybe. It was definitely a cute ball. I'm not putting that out there. I know. I need somebody to call in and spill it, honey. How you doing? Yes. Oh, it was $2,000 the Revlons won. Oh, they won $2,000.
And see, I'm mad now, bitch, because I would have came in there, bitch, if I knew it was 2,000. Me and my Atlanta chapter would have came through, too, bitch. I didn't know it was 2,000 now.
It was 2,000, and I think they only... They said it was 2,000, and I think they won, like, 7 points. They only had 7 points. And they won $2,000 just like that.
Congrats.
How you doing?
Congrats.
Yes, I see Miss Wendy Williams is definitely in the chat room. How you doing, Miss Wendy? Miss Susan's in the chat room. The 11th and King is in the chat room. Toy Boy is in the chat room. Cunty is in the chat room. Alana's in the chat room. Kurt's in the chat room. All my guests is in the chat room. Mother 07 is in the chat room. How y'all all doing, honey? How was y'all Thanksgiving? What are y'all thankful for? To all my 40 people that's in the chat room right now, what are y'all thankful for this Thanksgiving? That's what I want to know. Honey, what are y'all thankful for, honey? Hold on, somebody IMing me. Ooh. Yes. I want to know what y'all thankful for. How y'all doing? Oh, somebody hit me up and they gagging at the radio. The show is full already, honey. And they can't get on.
And I got, like, a few people that wanted to listen tonight, and I told them to call in strictly quick because the radio station don't be playing. They be full back.
Yes. Love you, too.
Keep trying to call in, honey.
Yes, keep trying to call in, honey. Maybe I bet you get kicked off the line, honey. Baby. Right now, this blunt. Oh, my God. My sister's thankful for this blunt right now. I'm thankful. Oh, I forgot. Bitch, I forgot I'm thankful for something else, too. Daddy, are you ready, Andre?
Yeah, Oh, no, first of all, I want to ask you the question that I asked everybody else.
I don't know. I can't answer that question.
No, you have to answer that question, bitch. First of all, answer it the first way. If you could make, if I could give you a dollar for every time you had sex with a different person, what could you buy or how many dollars would you have?
Oh, well, shit, I'd be broke, bitch.
Okay. Now, if I let's change it. If I could give you a dollar for every time you had sex ever in life, bitch, what could you buy or how much money would you have?
I think I wouldn't have that much money, honey, because you know I don't get down like that, honey. Bitch, I'll be gagging, honey. But, baby, I'll be gagging, honey. I forget. Where's my lighter? I forget. I'm thankful for one more thing. I forget all about it, bitch. I am thankful for that motherfucking piece of 10.5 inches of motherfucking dick that I met Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving when I was coming home from Jersey from my kid's house that slayed me down. I'm thankful for that. How you doing?
You are a fool.
Yes. I am thankful, honey. I am thankful, bitch. Baby, when I tell you I have been missing it for the last year and a half, honey. But I am definitely thankful that it is back in my life, honey. How you doing? Honey. Yes, bitch. I definitely had a great Thanksgiving. Hey, Spider, what's he? How you doing?
Spider,
yes.
He's not with me. He on the bus.
Oh, he on his way going home?
He got to go home. He'll be back in about a week. Mm-hmm.
No, bitch, I was at high boots. It was everything. Oh, bitch, I didn't know what I was missing for the last year and a half, honey. It was Tangy God. How you doing? Yeah. Baby. And then my daughter fucked it up for me, honey. The train don't want to come back and see me no more. I'm so over it, honey. How you doing? Yes, honey. Hey, DJ Mike Q. You played those beats down on Friday night. You made me feel it, honey. I had to go into a double combo dip on Friday night. How you doing? Baby, he played those beats down, honey. Greg called me out. Said my sister Miss Kool-Aid called me back out, honey. And it was everything. This person that just hit me up with these bright, bright letters from the chat room with the private message, you have to change your font. I cannot see those messages. I was that night, honey. It was everything. How you doing? I got my life, bitch.
Okay.
Baby, the girls is asking questions in the chat room. Baby. It's different strokes for different folks, honey. Baby. I let the train get on, honey. But not a BQ. How you doing? Bitch. Yes. Oh, so Spider's on his way back to Chicago. Oh, I know you're missing Spider. You miss his Spider, Andre?
Yeah, I actually miss him. He was with me for the last 30 days, so yeah, I miss him.
Oh, my God.
Catch what they sent me. They said, if a real fat man snatches you up and throws you in the bag, don't be afraid. It's Santa collecting his holes for Christmas. Bitch.
I need to go get my nails done over. Kelly is Kelly. Don't label me. Okay? To my girls in the chat room, don't label me. I'm just Kelly. Don't label me. How you doing? Bitch. If anybody's on the phone line and you want to chime in and you want to talk with us, definitely feel free to definitely press 1. And, you know. Oh, somebody just hit me up and they said they're thankful for being a part of history and making Obama the first black president. Also, for having Kelly Mizrahi as a great plus-size role model. Love you, Kelly. I know that's right. How you doing? Oh, that's so sweet. I'm thankful for my family and to be alive. Also, I'm thankful for all six of my symbols. I know that's right. How you doing?
Thank you.
Yes. You can definitely send me a private message from the chat room, and I will definitely read what you're thankful for, honey. How you doing? God. Yes. Oh, my God. Bitch. I gotta go get my nails done tomorrow. It's time for a new set. Oh, chair.
How you doing?
I'm in Vegas. So who's that? Are you going to Vegas? Talk is going to Vegas for his B-Day. I know that's right. Baby. Hi, Susan. How are you doing? Susan's in the room. How you doing, Susan? Oh, my God. Chill, this shit is so dirty and nasty. Oh, my God. So what else are you doing over there, Andre?
For shit. Watching Harlem Nights. You know, that was a kinky.
So are you ready? You ready for Virginia? Are all the girls signed up?
I have 45 members. I'm trying to narrow it all down, and I still have room for like five more. But yeah, but everybody is definitely. Bitch, I can't wait to see some of these battles that signed up for this shit.
Oh, I know that's right. We have a caller, 706-850. You're on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller?
How you doing? Hey, Kelly. Hey, Andre. This is Eris.
Hi, Eris.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing. First of all, I just want to say I'm thankful for health, life, and strength. You know what I'm saying? Thankful for my family. And then on another personal note, I want to personally thank everybody for coming out to the Prestige Ball on behalf of all the Prestiges, my father, Albernia, and my mother, China. We definitely want to thank everybody for coming out, to Jack, to the Mizrahis, to the Revlons, to the Tsunamis, to everybody. We really appreciate y'all's support, and just God bless all y'all, for real.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was a sweet little intro. How you doing?
I know, that's right. 443-813, you're on the air on the recap show.
Oh.
How you doing?
Hey.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, and hit it.
Oh, I can't hit more. What's going
back
on?
Hey, Big Mama.
Who is this? Hello? Hello? I guess not. Next caller, please, if we have one. But it was cute. The Prestige Ball was definitely cute. 443-919. You're on the air on the recap show.
Go.
How you doing?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Kelly.
What's going on?
Hi, this is Tiana Dior. I just want to be thankful for my family. And I want to be thankful for Demetrius Dior for being a great father.
Okay. Thank you for definitely calling in. Okay, next caller, we have one. Yes. 609-218. You're on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller?
How you doing? I just want to call in. I'm a new caller. I just want to say I'm thankful for my family, thankful for my friends and my daddy. So,
okay. Thank you for definitely calling in. Okay, next caller, please, if we have one. I know everybody should be thinking, everybody that's on the phone line, because the people are hitting me up and they're saying the phone lines is packed. So I know everybody that's on the phone line, everybody that's on this line, somebody should be thankful for something, honey. Bitch,
okay.
Like, what the fuck, honey? Bitch, God ain't have to give you life to wake up, honey, so y'all should be thankful for that, honey. Call in and let us know, bitch. Just don't hold on to the phone lines. And Jones on the phone. It's 347-280. You're on there on the recap show. How you doing, Carla?
It's all
right. What's going on?
Ain't nothing. What's up with you?
Who is this?
It's Kiki Shepherd.
Okay, Kiki Shepherd, what you thankful for?
I'm just thankful for living.
What? Next caller, please.
You couldn't hear her, honey?
Baby, nothing at all. Baby, please.
She's real busy kind about the situation.
Private caller, you're on the air on the recap show. How you doing, private caller?
I'm good, Kelly. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Before I tell you what I'm thankful for, I have a question.
Yes.
Why is it that when you judge at a bar, why do you give off such, you know, that you're so bored and you're so over it? Because when you're at that bar on the West Coast in L.A., you just really seem like you were over it, and you didn't want to be there.
When I was at the ball, when I was at the
when you,
when I was
you were judging in L.A., yeah.
When I was on the judges panel in L.A., I was in a whole, I wasn't even in L.A.
So the last time you judged, you weren't in L.A. either?
What did you say?
So the time before that, when you judged, was it the same scenario? Because the ball before, the other time, you were over it too.
I'd be in a whole nother place. I'd be there at the ball, but my mind be in a whole nother place. And I can't even tell you where I'd be at on the radio show.
Okay, well, I'm thankful for my family and my sisters and my house, and I'm thankful for being real as rain.
Okay.
I know that's right.
Thank you for definitely calling in. Next caller. I know that's right. Hold on.
What am I thankful for? I'm thankful for still having my mother here. I'm thankful that I can get up every morning and breathe. I'm thankful for having the life that I have, and I think that God has blessed me for the 41 years that I have been here. I'm so thankful for that, all of that. It's like, wow.
Somebody hit me up, and, oh, hold on, we have another caller. 954-670. You're on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, what up?
What's going on?
I'm thankful for my friends and family and living a beautiful life.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Kel.
You're welcome. Okay. I'm thankful for one more thing. I'm thankful for magic.
Oh, shit.
Honey, if you're listening, and you was in Philadelphia this weekend, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm thankful for magic. How you doing? Yes. How you doing, J.E.? Yes. Next caller, please, if we have one. Yes. Oh,
crazy.
I'm going to fuck Susan up. Susan said, and Kelly is thankful for that 10-inch car. 10 and a half, Susan. It was 10 and a half, honey.
That extra half means a lot, Kelly.
Yes, it means a lot. It means a lot when it's up in your service.
Run to my TV, bitch, and freeze.
It means a lot when it's up in your pancreas, honey. I'm also thankful for the refrigerator
with the door closed, but you are stupid.
I'm also thankful for ex-mother Mika Prodigy for being there through these years. That's what somebody just hit me up and said.
I know that's right.
Yes, honey. It's a lot. It's a lot. Magic in the air. Yes, bitch. I'm thankful for each day I give both of my friends love. Kiana Evisu and RJ Evisu, the greatest mother. How you doing? What'd you say, RJ?
Nothing. I was saying the same thing. How you doing?
I don't know where Mika's at. We need to try to investigate and find out where Miss Mika's at, honey. I don't know where Miss Mika's at. The girls just asking, where's Mika at? Maybe one day, Mika, call into the show one day, honey. it. Hold on. I'm thankful for my friends, my family, and all of those being here, as well as my life and God-given talent. I know that's right. Somebody just hit me up. That was from DJ Mike Q. Somebody just hit me up and said, I'm thankful for my mother, Laomi Ms. Wright, for being such a great friend, a wonderful person, even all the females in life that gives me the greatest down on earth. 917-304, you're on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
What's up, Kelly? It's Jahira.
What's going on, Jahira?
Hey, Jahira. Nothing. Hey, Andre. Happy belated Thanksgiving. Hope all your holidays are blessed. I'm good, thank God. How are you?
I'm cool.
What's going on?
Nothing. Just calling in, listening, supporting the show, as always. And, calling from a new number. So,
I just changed her.
Yeah, I just changed her. I had a stalker.
I know, that's right. So what are you thankful for?
I just texted you with it, actually. No, I'm so thankful for a family that loves me and supports me, my entire family, both Balenciaga, my personal family, and just to be here to see one more Thanksgiving is such a blessing.
I know, that's right.
I think that's all anybody can ask for.
Can't ask for anything more.
You know?
I know, that's right. Well, I will definitely save your new number in my phone, honey.
Thank
you,
sugar.
How you doing? Okay.
Later, y'all.
Yes, okay. I'm thankful for Blog Talk Radio. For having us here for so long, honey, and not giving us the boot, honey. Because, you know, we do get a little loose and with our shit. Private caller, you're on the air on the recap show. How you doing, private caller?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
It's double O. And I'm thankful for having a boyfriend who has a 10.5 inch uncut.
Oh?
Fuck.
And the bottom, I live.
Oh,
is it good?
Shit. So good. It's real nice.
I'm going to run through this window and jump out.
You're
going
to be thankful for those things.
Do he slay you
right,
down?
You are right.
No, the thing is, he's a bottom, so I like slaying him, but I love having the 10.5 uncut in my mouth. You caught?
I know, that's right, bitch. Suck it down, bitch. Suck it down.
Sucky. I have my turkey gobble, gobble.
I know, that's right. Gobble, gobble, bitch. Gobble, gobble. Gobble.
I'm
going to
hurt
him. You better gobble him and make his motherfucking toes curl, bitch.
Are you Puerto Rican? He hung up. He sound like he put, you know, the Puerto Ricans is hot, honey. He sound very Puerto Rican. Like, he, you know, Puerto Ricans
that
love sex.
That answer is...
Puerto Ricans love sex.
True.
Yes, Puerto Ricans love sex. He had to be Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican, or is he Puerto Rican?
Are you Puerto Rican? Are you black, or are you Puerto Rican or Dominican?
Andre, this is Chris from Miami.
Oh, Puerto Rican.
I'm close to being Puerto Rican, but no, I'm not Puerto Rican. I'm Haitian.
Yeah, you're really close, though. Are you Haitian for real?
Yeah.
I didn't know you were Haitian.
But yeah, but my boy, no, he's mixed with Spanish. He's Spanish and Trini.
Hold on, I dropped you off with?
Yeah.
Oh, that's your boyfriend?
Yeah, that's my new boyfriend.
You said
that's
yeah.
Oh, you lucky, honey, because I was about to take him home.
I know, he told me. He was like, that you was ready to play.
Yes,
I know,
still
that's
am.
Like Chris, you was ready to play.
You got to catch. I still am.
Oh, after that, so you gave that 10.5 out. Now she's probably back in the
baby, how you doing?
Yeah, right, y'all take care and happy belated Thanksgiving and all that. Oh, and I'm thankful for having Jasmine Icon in my life.
Okay.
Right, Jasmine?
Hey, Andre, somebody want to know what's your zodiac sign?
Scorpio.
Andre's a Scorpio. You know the children in the chat room are trying to have you. Somebody hit me up and they said they're thankful for the history of Tins and Chops and for being a part of the ballroom information radio.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Yes, Susan, very real about the situation. And I'm
Yeah, how you doing? Yeah.
I'm a fuck Chris up, came up here and said 10 and a half uncut, and he's a bottom, bitch. And
yeah,
I'm thankful. Go off Chris, bitch.
I know that's right.
Ah, the girls, the girls, the girls, bitch.
Ernie.
They don't mind.
He was thankful. Bitch, I don't mind. How you doing?
Kelly, you got your tree up yet, Kelly? I put my tree up the day after Christmas.
I'm not putting no tree up.
You got to put a Christmas up. That gets you in
my
spirit, bitch.
I just threw my Christmas tree away 3 weeks ago.
Buy a new one. They're not expensive,
bitch.
Bitch,
I'm not putting up no motherfucking tree. I'll bah, hum, bah. Bitch, I'm going to be a Scrooge this year, bitch.
Won't you come down here for Christmas this year? How about that?
What?
It'll be a difference, bitch. Won't you do 7 days here? Come basically like the 23rd.
I cannot do 7 days in fucking Atlanta. Oh,
yes, you could. If you come on that first Wednesday, the 23rd, when we having our Christmas party, and then you leave right back and go back like after Christmas. Whatever.
If I was to go to Atlanta, oh my God, baby. Atlanta.
I'll never ask you to come to Atlanta.
I supposed to put up a tree, though, to support my sister Jasmine, because she asked me to put up one. But I don't know. I don't know. It's just
if you don't put up one, come to Atlanta, Miss Thing.
It's just too much. I got to see.
And then that's really close to Jasmine. Then after Christmas, we might drive up there.
I got to see, because I got to be back at New York for Allegria, honey.
What day is Allegria?
I don't know what day is Allegria, but I'm going to be at Allegria with my bustier on, my Saha boots, and my mini skirt, and my 22-inch bone snatch ponytail, and I'm going to have a blast, sonny, at Allegria. How you doing?
I ain't never been there yet. That's how I'm going to go once.
Oh, Allegria is everything. It's good. You got to be on, baby. You got to be on up at Allegria. Honey. Baby, stop grabbing my dog like that, okay? That boy only got 9 and a half. Oh, say, so Queen hit me up, buddy. Hold on. Allegria is on December.
I already know where you going, bitch.
Who?
That boy only got 9 and a half. Somebody hit up and said, they said Chris Boyfriend only got 9 and a half.
That boy only got 9 and a half uncut, let's say.
Chris. They said your man don't get 10 and a half, he only got 9 and a half. Then you know that's one whole foot that count. I mean, that's one whole inch. That counts.
Allegria is on December 27th. Sunday the 27th is Allegria. I will be in Alla motherfucking Gria on Sunday night. How you doing?
How you doing?
Yes, you should come up here for Allegria, honey. Baby.
I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing after Christmas.
Private caller, you're on the air on the recap show. How you doing, private caller? Mm-hmm. Private caller? Hello? Private caller? Okay, next caller. Private caller, you're on the air on the recap show. How you doing, private caller?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Are you guys going to recap the Philadelphia show? I'm at the Philadelphia Ball.
I talked about the Philadelphia Ball.
Okay, because I believe that Judge's panel was rigged. It was shaved for some queen sex
matter. Okay, give us the tea, honey. You know, I ain't getting into details because I thought it was a cute ball. They got through all the categories. They gave out the cash, so I don't really catch no shade. So you give
what
us
what category
the
was rigged? What category was rigged, girl?
But some queen sex siren. I mean, I really think, I mean, the two some queens that walked, it was Melissa LaCroix and Ayanna Revlon.
Yeah.
And, okay, Melissa was given sex siren, like, you know, pure sex siren. Like, this is, you know, I've seen this lady walk plenty of balls and really give, you know, true sex. You know what I mean? And Ayanna, you know, on the other hand, I mean, she's sexy, she's cute, you know, but I don't believe her outfit was really giving you in the name of a legend. You know, she had an angel's outfit, and, you know, she was just giving, you know, red kisses. I don't see it.
Mm. Is that the only shade you caught at the ball?
Clearly.
Okay. Well, girls, we need Melissa to call in, honey.
What you said the other net child name was?
Ayanna Revlon.
Ayanna Revlon, call in, honey. They said it was shade, honey. You don't deserve to win. What's the tea? So what if, besides that, besides the shade and the madness at the ball, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for life. I'm thankful for God. I'm thankful for just, you know, be able to breathe and just live on day by day, you know, and for great health, number one.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling in.
All right.
Okay. Now. Hold on. 404-997. You on the air of the recap show. How you doing?
Hey, Kelly.
Hey.
I just want to call in and show support. I was one of the security guards up in New York for a while.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
What's going on?
Nothing, chilling, want to call in and show support.
I know, that's right. How you doing?
Yeah, hey, I'm good. I'm blessed. Can't complain.
Okay, I know that's right. Yes.
I want to call in and show and tell you and Andre, I said hey. I miss y'all.
That's Lopez. That's Lopez, sister-in-law, Kaya.
Oh, hey, how are you?
Hey, Andre, I didn't get your autograph. I'm mad.
How you been? How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, blessed. Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay. I spent time with my family. It was beautiful.
Oh,
it was beautiful. I can't complain. I'm happy. I'm thankful to have family that loves me and friends. And I'm thankful to have God in my life. Basically, my kids, I'm just thankful to be here, period.
What's up?
I know that's
just want to show y'all love. I miss y'all. Hope to see y'all soon sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're welcome very much, so you're welcome. I call in anytime. It don't matter.
Okay.
All right. Love y'all.
Love y'all.
Enjoy yourself.
Love you.
And
you enjoy your Christmas and your New Year.
You too, baby. You too.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, that was sweet of her.
Yes, it sure was. Somebody hit me up, and they want to say that they're thankful for being drug and disease free and being strong with no mother or father, and that it's a lot. My eyes is going bad, Andre.
I think it got something to do with the eating. When you eat too much,
bitch, I don't fucking eat. Stop trying it, okay?
When you eat too much, it goes to your eyes, bitch.
Bitch, I ain't got nothing to do with food, honey. Please. I'm getting old. I'm getting really old. It's a shame. Why? Call in. Call in and say that. I'm not saying that, honey. I am not saying that on the air. Call in. If you got anything you want to say, call in. Feel free to press 1 and call in and say it. Spook your voice. Have somebody else call in from your number and say what you got to say. But I ain't going to say it. How you doing, bitch? Oh, yes, I will definitely be in Alegria. I'm going to get the website link right now. I'm gonna get the website link right now and see how much the ticket is, and I'm going to charge it to my credit card now to have my ticket waiting at the door for me. I will definitely be in Alegria. Send me the link. If you got the link to the website, send it to me, sister, so I can get my ticket. How you doing?
How you doing?
Yes, I definitely need her. What? Female figures. I don't know what they talk. I don't know what they talking about. I wasn't on the judges panel for that. They talking about some female figures or something. I don't know. I was gone for that. I was gone for all of that. I don't know. What the fuck they talking about? Honey. Bitch. We got to talk about Miss Tompkins. Miss Thomas, Miss Rahi, Miss Day, having two triple stack burgers on the turnpike on her way back to New York. How you doing, Miss Thomas? Howdy. No, I will not be paying for my ticket with Kraft. I'll be paying for my ticket in cash with my credit card with my government-issued name on it, honey. That's hooked to my address. I am not doing nobody's Kraft. Nobody won't get me at the door, honey, and pull me away at the door. How you doing? Hey.
How you doing?
I see the drill to some girl. Thank you for the link for Allegria. I have it. I'm going to purchase my ticket after the show is over. I'm going to be purchasing my ticket. I have the link. And it is playing right now. Allegria. Allegria. Do you hear the music, Andre?
Yep.
Honey, the girls want the link. Do you hear the music, Andre?
Uh-huh.
Baby, you be up in there, you be feeling yourself. It be packed. The white children, the black children be without their shirts, and it just be packed up in Allegria, honey. Girls, let's feel the soul up in Allegria, honey. Yes, honey. Baby, hold on. Let me find out how to cut this music off for Allegria. Hold on. I gotta figure out how to cut the music off. Oh. Hold on. Wait, hold on. Oh, shit. Can somebody send me that link on Yahoo Messenger, please? Because somebody sent it to me in the chat room and I opened it up. Kurt, send me that link on Yahoo Messenger so I can save it so I can do it after the show because that music is just too loud, honey. I would definitely be in Allegria, honey. Purchase your tickets now, honey. Get your tickets for Allegria. I know that's right. My favorite femme queen, Vogue. Champagne icon. Work, Champagne. How you doing, Champagne? What's the tea? Where is Miss... Oh, why is my IMs not coming up? Okay, there we go. Thank you, Kurt. Where is Miss Nicole at? I haven't heard from Miss Nicole in a while. I want to know what Miss Nicole is thankful for. How you doing, Nicole? Yes. I want to be thankful that nobody else passed away this year. Please. Oh, my God. Yes. Rest in peace to my grandson, Charles Eviso. La Perla, how you doing? Yes. Oh, my God. Are you going to Allegria? For real? Kurt, call in, press 1. I want to talk to you, Kurt. Call in and press 1. Honey. Oh, sister, you will get your life in Allegria, sister. Kiana, get your ticket. Get the link for the website. Get your ticket and come on and let's go, sister. Let's make it a fun event, honey. It's definitely fab, honey. Baby. Oh, it's definitely on, honey. It's on and popping. How you doing? So, she can drive. She can go. I'm going to be in there, bitch. I'm going to be in there. I already bought my 3-packs of 22 inches for my ponytail for Allegria, honey. I'm going to be bold, snatched in the name, bitch. Miss Nicki Minaj, are you going to Allegria? How you doing?
I just realized, yep, you know what, and Patrick Kelly just told me that too. Yep, tomorrow is AIDS Day all around the world. Tomorrow is AIDS Day, December 1st, AIDS Day. So everybody just pray for a second and, you know, think about the positive that AIDS can bring. Because there's a lot of positive knowledge that you can learn. How you doing?
And don't forget, tomorrow at 8 p.m. on CBS, the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show. It's definitely on. How you doing?
Definitely Yes, please. Yeah. Just remind me too that tomorrow is definitely AIDS Day.
Yeah, I know, that's right. And don't forget, tomorrow we'll definitely be playing the dating game for all you girls out there that's looking for love, honey. How you doing?
How you doing?
Definitely looking for love. I'm gagging. Kurt is going to Allegria. I want to know, what is Kurt going to Allegria for? Kurt, call in here. What are you going to Allegria for? It's
$50. Going to Allegria.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to X Mizrahi. Shout out to X Mizrahi. How you doing?
Who is X Mizrahi?
He's from Miami. Schoolboy.
Really?
Who you took my going to
Kurt.
That shouldn't be fun. Okay. What, Kurt going to have fun like you going, motherfucker?
Kurt said, baby, Kurt don't do what I do. How you doing?
How you
know? Hey, Miss New York, because I know Kurt don't do what... I don't know Kurt don't do what the girls do.
Well, you got to go, well, what do you do, bitch?
Not answering that on air. How you doing?
Okay, how you doing? I got your number. I'll call you later.
Baby, I'm going with my Benjica sister. We're going to have our tits out, mistake, bone snatch, mistake. And we're going to do the things we like to do, mistake. Every hour on the hour, I'm going to... how you doing? Bitch,
right.
Please.
I got to give another shout-out to Eyes Mizrahi. Eyes Mizrahi, another shout-out.
Who is Eyes?
He works Twist. He's a new Twister in Atlanta.
Oh. He's a Twister. What? Where's the sex siren at?
Which one? The one,
the one from North Carolina.
He's in Atlanta. His name is Kyram. Shout-out to Kyram. Shout-out to Kyram pulling out the dick and shit.
Kyram, hit mother up. 404-389. You're on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
How you doing?
404-389. You're on the air. Okay, I guess not. Bitch, baby, they. Oh my God. Hold on. Private caller, you're on the air on the recap show. How you doing, private caller? Private caller, you're on the air on the recap show. Andre?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to know.
Go ahead, private caller.
Hello.
Yeah,
I want to know what up with that tranny that was working sex iron in Philly and fell on a dick fell out. You should have chopped that bitch.
Oh, somebody dick fell out named Chopper?
I wasn't on the panel for Sex Siren. I was going my way to the bathroom.
I mean, if a film queen whole dick fall out, bitch, I'm chopping her in the name of chop suey Chinese rice, bitch. I'm going to chop that bitch so many times, you're going to think she was chopped up.
The one that had the baby
in the next four dicks, bitch.
Who was it? Who dick fell out?
Oh, no, she had a gold baby suit on.
She had on a gold baby suit?
Yeah.
Bitch.
Oh, I don't know.
It's tripped and dick.
Oh?
You sure the whole thing fell out, or you just seen
the whole goddamn thing? Fuck
that
bitch.
Bite me and call me Rice-A-Roni, bitch. If that bitch dick would have fell out, I'd have said, stop the music, stop the ball, Alvernian, honey. It's no shade. It's a chop. And she would have been sitting, bitch, sitting like the fabulous bitch in town, honey.
If she's sexy, she's sexy.
That dick ain't sexy, so that was the job, honey.
Yo, Andre.
Huh?
Since Spider gone, you know, can I come over there and keep you some company?
You know what? I can't do that, yo. That's hot, though.
Why
did
not?
You hear that, Kelly? You're supposed to do shit like that. That's how you fuck up your
supposed to do shit like that. Who say you're not supposed to do shit like that?
Oh, my God.
Bye now.
Oh.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
The switchboard hang up on him.
Somebody hit me up, and they said they're thankful for dick wrapped up in latex in the ass. How you doing?
You know what? That's a nasty freak, bitch. They got ready. If they run out of condoms, they're going to get some latex and wrap the dick up in it.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, they is reading these girls about sex siren, honey. You know what kills me about the children, Andre? Can you hear me? Andre?
What?
You know what kills me about the children? This is what kills me, right? After the function is over, and you know how you have to let out and everybody's outside, right? This is what kills me with everybody. So many girls come up to me and they be like, oh, Miss Thing, I can't wait until the show on Monday, Miss Thing. I'm going to read down and I'm going to quack-a-quack this. I'm going to quack-a-quack this. And then nobody calls in and nobody says nothing.
They always do that. You already know they have so much, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and then when it finally comes, nobody fits.
Honey, well, I ain't say nothing this weekend. I said they got through all 40 categories, and the Revlons won their $2,000. That's all I said about this weekend. I didn't say anything else. Honey. Bring me that apple juice. Oh, yes. Bitch. We partying down. Meet me halfway, honey. Hold on, Miss Ebony's typing. Yes, I don't know. Where is Miss Cabbage? Miss Cabbage was at the function on Saturday. Cabbage was definitely down there with Joseph and all the Ebonies. They came out and Tim and Big Tim and Runaway Tim and Dexter and everybody else. Oh, shit. Miss Ebony said the boss better come back because this is my last week. This is it. Miss Ebony's ready to hit it on us, honey. Why are you ready to leave, Miss Ebony? You're not having fun? We enjoy your pleasure and your time. Oh, shit, I'm pregnant, and I'm not a ball girl. Oh, shit. Miss Ebony is one of my sister's assistants that works for my sister, honey, and she's doing the balls while my sister is gone, honey. Miss Ebony is that girl that y'all hear on those infomercials, Miss Thang, that be reading the children, Miss Thang. That's Miss Ebony. How you doing? And Miss Ebony's over it. Honey, she's not using the function. But I'm using. Philly is not late. I'm a pregnant girl. No, not a drag queen, not a ball queen. Oh, shit. Honey. I know. I pay it. I know. Pay it.
Revlon just texted me and said they won $1,000. It wasn't $2,000.
Oh, it was $1,000. Well, congratulations, Uncle Tony, for winning that $1,000.
Okay.
It was definitely, baby. The girls definitely came, honey. The Scotters definitely came out, and they definitely came to play, honey. They did not. They didn't come to play either. The Prodigies had a couple of votes, a couple of points, and they didn't even come prepared. Man, said they just came to the function. And the girls were definitely in the building. Why is Philly late? Ballroom Walker. Call in and tell me why is Philly late. I had fun. I got there. As soon as I got there, Jack jumped out the minivan and went in, and he was on the microphone, and the ball started, and they had the categories. They had 40 categories in 3 hours. After all 40 categories in 3 hours, Andre.
Wow.
Yes. I done been to some balls. Bitch, they don't have 25 categories, bitch. And they can't even get through 25 categories in 7-8 hours.
Okay.
Bitch, 40 categories in 3 hours, and they had legend statements and stuff, and Grand March Andre in 3 hours.
How you doing? That's a lot.
Yes.
That means a lot of people didn't really walk.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't walk, but the girls that did walk, oh, I definitely got to give it up. I don't know the child name, but I definitely got to give it up. I definitely got to give it up to that to the Gotti Virgin Vogue that came out and did Allura, and he vogued in the fucking name, honey. He shucked it up, honey. He definitely came and he shucked the motherfucking building up. He vogued down. I definitely got to give it up to the Tsunami children that came out for Virgin Vogue and definitely vogue. I definitely got to give it up to my Benji Cut daughter, Entendre. Entendre got the cash. Yes, my daughter, Entendre.
Best dress?
No, Entendre came out and she wore Virgin Vogue.
Ooh.
And she's switching over to her new category. She came out and she wore... Yes, Miss Entendre came out in Vogue, honey, and her pink tights and her booty shorts. Honey. Taking her booty all over the place. I definitely got to give a big shout-out to my daughter, Miss Chi-Chi. Her makeup and her effect was definitely cute, honey. And I heard my daughter get shaded, but I was outside changing back into my Banshee cunt attire. Thank you very much. Somebody said I look cute on the panel. Thank you very much. I do try. Was up in my little sweater dress and my brown boots. How you doing? What the fuck? Honey. Yes. What the fuck? I definitely got a... Oh, Miss Feminine Destruction Prestige. She came out for Grand March and she vogue down. Mother China looked it lovely when she came out for Grand March. The big girl that they have in their house that came out and walk runway, walk down. They vogue production was definitely on point. I liked the Grand March Vogue production. It was definitely cute. But they vogue production, honey. How you doing? Baby, thank you very much. Oh my God. Miss Nicki Minaj, stay off my profile, honey. No, she didn't. China looked really cute. China was really sitting. They got nerve, they say. Mother Stacey Blahnik was sitting, honey. Who else I see? Mother Bree. Escada was in the building. She was sitting with the house at Escada. Who else was in the building that I seen in the building? Malaysia was in the building, came and turned it out, honey. Miss Tia LaCroix vogue down, honey. It was definitely cute, honey. 857-257-249. You're on the air on the recap show. How you doing? Honey, hold on. 857-249. You're on the air.
Oh, what's up, Kelly?
What's going on? Who there?
This is big news. I had it on hold. I didn't even know I was on here.
Oh. What happened to you coming to the let out?
Nah, I text you, but, I mean, it was crazy. They started shooting right there.
Honey, I was out there. I was waiting for you to come over.
They started shooting in the neighborhood. I was like, fuck that.
Oh. I know that's right. Yes, Mother Sabrina Icon was definitely in the building. How you doing? Mother Angie was in the building. How you doing? Private caller, you're on the air on the recap show. How you doing, private caller? Private caller, you're on the air.
I'm just listening.
No. What are you thankful for?
Life.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Private caller is thankful for life. How you doing? Yes. Bitch, Miss Feminine Destruction, honey. I be gagging. Mother Angel, I don't know if she's a Revlon or she's a 007. But she's back to being Mother Revlon. Congratulations, Mother Angel Revlon. She was definitely in the building and she was definitely sitting. How you doing? Father Revlon was in the building. Rucker, Father Marquise Revlon was in the building. Who else is in the building? Oh, that's about it. I don't really know. And it was a bunch of girls, a lot of girls, a lot of other girls that was definitely in the building, honey. Miss Nicki Minaj, what are you doing on my profile? Hi, Tori, what's going on? Yes. Bitch. Oh, God. Mm-mm. when Spider's coming back?
The I'm going up there in about a week and a half for the Escada ball, and then I'm bringing him back.
Oh, you going to the Escada ball?
Yeah.
Get your life, honey. The next time I'll be at a function, I was thinking about going to Pittsburgh this weekend. Alright. Are you going to Pittsburgh this weekend?
I don't think so, but I don't know. Because Pittsburgh is not, Pittsburgh is far. I'm thinking of something else. But I doubt it.
They got 4 mini grand.
But they mini grand is very $100, $50. That's not nothing to twiddle my thumb, honey.
Oh, shit. 814-431. You're on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
Hello?
814-431. You're on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
Nothing. I want to know who was that new Ebony that walked in Philly?
Who Ebony?
I don't know. That was from Revlon.
Huh? I don't know, caller. I have to find out.
What do you want to know about
him? Honey, thank you for calling in. Oh, shit, hold on. Okay. Oh, I need to get the categories for Pittsburgh, honey. I need to find out the category. Where's Cabbage? I need Joseph Ebony to call in. Honey, I need Joseph to call in. I'm about to say hey to you. The person that just asked for my screen name in the chat room, I just said, hey, that's me. How you doing? Where's Joseph Ebony at? Where's Cabbage? I need Joseph to call in. I need a little bit of magic. How you doing? Bitch. Okay. Switchboard. Can I please? Oh, thank you. I try to change my hair color every couple of months, you know, to give you a different variety, honey, you know, and try to keep it up to par, you know, and, you know, change it up from time to time. Oh, really? Good night, Chanel. How you doing?
Yes.
Okay. Switchboard, can you play a little bit of music? Hey, sister. Give me a little bit of music, Switchboard. Hold on.
Just tell me where to go, just tell me where you wanna meet. I navigate myself to take me where you be. Cause girl, I want you right now. I travel like Tam, I travel downtown. Wanna have you around, like every single day. I love you always, wait,
can
I'll
meet
you
halfway.
Hello?
Meet me halfway.
Well, bitch, meet me halfway.
Yes. We are back. We are definitely back, honey. I gotta run. Honey.
Where you running to, ho?
What?
Where you running to?
I got something to do.
You always got something to do.
Baby, I got something to do. I got a text message, honey. That's why we had to play some music, honey. I got a text message. I have to go get prepared, honey. How you doing?
What are you getting prepared for?
Oh, TMI. Too much information.
How you
doing, honey? You do, my dog. Yes, man. I gotta get prepared, honey. I need to prepare myself for my next going on, honey. Yes.
Oh, that's bitch. Yeah, that'll take a half an hour to an hour.
Baby, I have to prepare myself. I have to be ready, honey. How you doing?
This is.
So yes.
Y'all are funny.
What? What happened? I don't do clients. I don't do clientele. Andre, talk about, what about Gay TV for last week? What happened?
Gay TV was everything for last Wednesday, bitch. Because we did a thanks thing, too, at the end. Like, you know, we always do a message skit, too. But thanks, Gay TV is definitely taking off. It's really phenomenally. And we practice on Mondays and Tuesdays, and Wednesdays the show. And definitely this show this Wednesday is definitely going to be real bandy kind of about the situation, too. So if y'all want to come out and see Gay TV, it's a bunch of gay men and women that's actors that put on skits together. That's healthy, good, funny, laughing skits. It's really hilarious. And all the skits mean something of reality and things that happens in life and stuff like that. It happens at 7:08 at 1 a.m. sharp for 5 coins. How you doing?
And so who's all in it?
Who's on the cast?
Yes.
It's, you have Prodigies, you have Miss Rahees, you have Milan, you have Free Agents, Blonix. It's like a mixture of different people combined. So it's like 12 of us all together. And you get anything from, like, for instance, we had one skit called the Taxi Drive Confessions. So we have a regular taxi cab. We build a taxi cab, and we have the driver driving. And then you have four different people, and each person comes in
and they tell their confessions of whatever they was going through. Well, one of the bitches, Kelly, went in the taxi cab in the back, right? He went in as a girl, and the man is talking to him down. And when he gets out, he's a dude that said, yo, money, take it easy. When I mean the audience fell the fuck out because he was getting dressed in the cab, and the cab driver can't see this. The cab driver is still just talking to him. But then at the end, he gives the boy dress, the boy voice, because he was giving a girl voice all night. So it was, when I mean it was a kiki bitch. And you have
to. I know that's right. And so who was this person?
Huh?
Who was the person that was up in drags and they got out?
Oh, that was, his name is, what is his name? I always, he's got, JB. His name is JB. He's actually, I don't know if he's a prodigy or he's a schoolboy slash sex siren. But that's what's funny too, because the ones that do it looks like completely like boys or something. So when they flip over and do for instance, they go crazy, like Elijah. We, it was T-Talk meets, Men For Now. You know, the ones that, I'm saying men for now. You know the ones that be on in Living Color, the two fags?
Yeah.
So it's T-Talk versus them, and me and him was the ones from Living Color when Mama D and Swole, the other two, was T-Talk, and they met up with us. But the outfit Elijah had on, bitch, it was a jail outfit. He was butt-ass naked with a sheet wrapped around him with half his ass out with this half a costume looking like a girl, like in drags or whatever. And when I mean the audience lost their mind from the gossiping and the kikis, and then you know how they always pull out something out of their hat, talking about what they're going to talk for the week or for the day. He pulled out this munch bar, and it's called Munch. He said, now my trick of the week is this munch bar. And when I mean the audience lost it, bitch, they lost it. And I pulled out my purse, I pulled out peanut butter, bitch, and they lost it again. And you really have to come and see one of these shows. The shows really are really funny.
Did anybody tape them?
Say that again?
I said, do anybody tape them?
We're actually starting to tape them actually this Wednesday coming. We didn't tape the last three, but now we're going to start taping them so we can add them to YouTube and everywhere else.
Oh. Okay, I know that's right.
But, yeah, they are definitely funny, and I got a wonderful cast, and it's really, really, really funny because half of them is boys and half of them. They all, everybody's gay, but half of them look like boys and half of them look like girls. So it blends out, and then some are film queens or drag queens, too, so that helps, so, you know.
Oh, I know that's right.
Yeah.
I definitely got to make it down to Atlanta one time just to see that.
Yeah, I told you to come Christmas time because you can see our Christmas show. You can go to the Christmas little gathering we have and stuff.
I definitely gotta come down, honey. I definitely gotta come down. But you know, on that note, honey, Andre Don told us about the things, and we're definitely gonna wrap it up a little early here tonight, honey. We're definitely gonna wrap it up here a little early tonight, and we'll be back here tomorrow night on Dating Tuesdays. So if you got people out there that you're looking for, you wanna hook up with them, honey, definitely hit me up tomorrow, and we'll definitely hook you up with that person or try to make you a love match. Honey, we don't break up happy homes. We don't split up happy relationships, honey. So please don't hit me up with somebody that you know that's in a relationship. Honey, whatever you do, make sure you practice safe sex, and you definitely do wrap it up. And I'm thankful that I have been on this show for the last 9 months and that y'all have been here to support us every Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesday from 11 to 1 and sometime to 3, honey. Andre, take it away.
Yes, we thank you as a team. Me, Switchboard, Jasmine, Kelly, and everybody else that's on this team. How you doing? We thank y'all for definitely being with us for, like she said, the last 9 months in February. We would be here a year. How you doing? That means we are going to have an anniversary party that's going to slap your mother down a flight of steps. How you doing? So we definitely thank y'all. You save sex all the time. Wrap it up. Use Reynolds Wrap and everything else, honey. There's many diseases out here. I'm just playing. Just use condoms and definitely lube. Do not use anything with Vaseline in it. It break condoms and you would cringe, honey. Definitely wrap it up. Have safe sex. Love you all. And definitely we'll tune in tomorrow at 11 p.m. Good night to all. Have a good night. Bye-bye.